Hi there, guys. It's Judy calling. I just have a brief message today, but it was something I thought was pretty cool. Yesterday morning, I was actually doing a bit of relaxing, and I was watching Creflo Dollar. And he had some awesome things to say about marriage yesterday, or many of the lessons that he was teaching, he brought a parallel in about and related it to marriage. But one of the things that he said that I thought was really, really neat was he was talking about that scripture where the invalid fellow is near the water, and from time to time the angel would go in and trouble the water, and those that would get into the water immediately afterwards would be healed. Well, Creflo told that story, and he talked about the reaction of the man when he was asked, "Do you want to be made whole?" And he goes, "Well, you know, I don't have anybody to put me into the water, and even if I did get into the water, somebody always gets there before me." And Creflo just mentioned that the question asked him was, "Are you ready to be made whole?" And instead of saying, "Yes, I'm ready," he had two excuses. And anyway, Creflo was just talking about how so many times we kind of take the cop-out version. We make excuses, and, you know, we don't need to make excuses when, like I said yesterday, we serve a now God. Something else I thought that was especially cool about that message is that Creflo noted that there was healing in the troubling of the water. So if we are going to like stay on the shore and not dare to get into that troubled water or say want to escape the troubles in our lives, and we just stay on the shore and try to hide or run away from troubles, we're not going to find the healing that we need. Another thing Creflo had said is he said, you know, in a marriage, he said, there are so many couples that give up, but then there are those that hang in there and they stay in that troubled water, and God works in their lives and God heals them of selfishness and he heals them of all kinds of things. And in that troubled water is where they find their healing and they come out in a much better place. So today, if you find yourself in that troubled water, I want you to be encouraged because there is healing in that troubled place. I believe with all my heart that God used the problems in our marriage to bring me healing in my life. Prior to that, I had such a victim mentality, always feeling helpless and helpless to change the past and a victim. But now, through Christ, I am a victor, victorious in every place. And I believe he wants that for you too. So you just wade on into that water and watch what God will do. I love you guys. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.